Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the number one motivational show on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday podcast. I hope you're having just an awesome, momentum-filled day. Speaking of momentum, can we talk about that just for a few minutes today? I just want to share this with you. It seems so obvious, yet I know a lot of people struggle, myself included. It's so obvious. How do you create momentum? Well, you do something. You take some sort of congruent action. When I say the word congruent, it's like if you're going to run in the opposite direction of where you need to be, that's not good. You've created momentum, but it's not really congruent. You know, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. If I wanted to pick up and drive the family to Disney World in Orlando, I would head south. I would take, you know, I-71 out of Cincinnati, pick up 75 somewhere south, head through the mountains in Tennessee, through Atlanta, and I'm guessing somewhere down there I'd pick up, you know, I'd be close to Orlando. That's momentum in the right direction. See how I just was kind of, I didn't really care. I didn't list specifically, oh, I'm going to get off at exit 22 and go right, and then I'm going to go through, you know, Georgia and this. No. I've always needed just a general sense of where I need to go, and then I take off and get moving, whether it's creating a product, speaking at an event, anything like that. So think about what you do. Actually, think about what you want to do, because that's some stuff right there. Most people are not doing what they want to do. And I get a kick out of all my credit cards, all my checks, everywhere I go, it always says Every Day is Saturday LLC. That's the name of my company, Every Day is Saturday LLC. Or when I give my email to somebody, like if I'm buying something online or registering for something, like, what's your email address? Sam@everydayissaturday.com. Wait for it. Every day is Saturday. And like nobody believes it. So it's kind of a pain in the butt. My wife gets a kick out of it. Whenever we check in at hotels or we travel or anything on the phone, where I got to give my email address or my, you know, my credit card. What's the name on the credit card? Every day is Saturday. It's always that nervous. But to create the everyday Saturday lifestyle, which is really just a mindset, it's not a big deal. It really is not a big deal. You have to put yourself there in a mental, it all starts life's an inside game. So if you can't get there mentally, you're never going to get there in the physical sense at all. And I would also submit to you spiritually, right? Get right with God and get healed from the inside. Because if you're not healed from the inside, what you project outwardly is just going to be, it's going to be scattered, man. It's not going to be what? Congruent. And you're not going to be able to create momentum. And creating momentum is very difficult for a lot of people. They can create negative momentum. They can charge credit cards up. They can get in debt. They can have bad relationships. And they could just keep spiraling out of control. I mean, literally, if you were to show someone how to run east and say, man, catch that sunset, baby. Catch that sunset. They'd be the most frustrated human being on the planet. They would never catch the sunset. They'd always be running east. And it would be horrible. And that's a lot of people. So this is day four. This is Wednesday. I got back from Orlando Saturday. So I went to the gym for the first time in a long, long time. And if you follow the show, you know I struggle. The struggle is so real for me. I do a lot of cardio when it's nice out in the summertime. In Cincinnati, Ohio, between, I'd say, April 1st to October 1st, I run a lot outside. I enjoy it. I love the outdoors. I love to be running outside. Doing cardio indoors, it's a different animal for this guy. Because, you know, well, what do you got to do? You got to get up. You got to get those cold bones moving. You got to get into the car. You got to warm the car up. You get to the gym. You got to thaw yourself out there. Get your clothes off. Get your workout clothes on. It's a process, man. It's a process. And I'm not even going to try to lie about that. So Sunday, I went to the gym and worked out Sunday afternoon. And then Monday, I worked out. And Tuesday, I worked out. That's lifting weights. That's a little bit easier for me to get jacked up for because when I got to go to the gym and do cardio kind of stinks. So it's in the high 30s today. Where I'm going with this, I got to create momentum. This is day four. This is kind of the tipping point for me in my health journey, whenever I get back after it in a big way, eating healthy and going to the gym and all that stuff, usually around day 4 to 7 is the tipping point. Because day 4, you're sore and you haven't got to that point yet where your body's responding positively. Your bones ache, your muscles ache, you can't walk, you can't lift your arms above your head. And it's all because you haven't worked those muscles in a long time. Give it a few weeks and it's great. So day 4 to 7 is always difficult for me. I don't know what it's like for you, but that's what it's like for me. And so this is the day I literally have to drag myself to the gym. And I'm dragging it. Trust me, I'm dragging the old butt to the gym and I'm getting on that treadmill and I'm doing cardio and a whole bunch of other stuff. Because I know this for me, it's the tipping point. I get past this day, tomorrow's going to be better. Same in business. You get past a certain area of your business, the next day is going to be a lot better. If you want to create momentum, you get to that tipping point, that quitting point where most of the time you give up and you're like, this stinks, man. I can't really get it was fun. It was good. It was fun while it lasted. That's why 95% of New Year's resolutions end on January 15th. And we always have that funeral, January 15th, every year on this show to celebrate those who made it past that deadline and to really, what do we do? Yeah, I guess we pleasantly take a shot at those that don't. But anyway, creating momentum is easy. Keep taking action. And I know it sounds, hey, wow, you're a motivation guy. That's pretty simple. Like this podcast I'm doing now, it's on my phone. Didn't want to fire up the microphone. Not that you're not worth it. It's not that I don't want. It's I want to get the message out. I want to keep creating the momentum. I want to keep the podcast flowing. It was right there on the tip of my tongue. So I got the memo section out in the phone. And that's what I'm doing right now, speaking into it. So I apologize if you're hearing a little of the put or anything like that, where you wouldn't get that filtered out with a mic. It's important to get the message out for me. It's way more important for me to get the message to you than it is to get the perfect message to you. And if you can take that today and you can use that today in your business, don't be perfect. Nobody's perfect. I don't even want you to be perfect. Trust me, you don't want to be perfect because you can't mimic perfect. Can't mirror perfect. You can't relate to perfect. You're not going to draw clients into a business because you're perfect. You're going to draw them in because you have passion, okay? So listen to that. Listen to these words. Let these words be the seeds that get planted inside of you and your dream. Create momentum, which means nothing more than continuing to take congruent action that you were taking yesterday. And if this is the first day, hallelujah, baby. Start today. And then tomorrow, continue to take that congruent action, but just never stop. Never give up. Never, never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Your best days are ahead of you. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.